Welcome to the Rock Church's newest podcast series, Coffee Conversations. In this series, members of the Rock staff will be sitting down together in one of our C3 coffee bars to discuss in further detail the sermon from that week. Today, you'll hear Josh Finkley and myself, Amanda Sharp, talk about week 3 of You Matter. Enjoy!
Well, hey guys, this is Josh. I'm here with Amanda, and we are in our coffee conversations, hanging out at the C3 Coffee Bar in Conway. And, you know, this is something we try to do weekly, just have a little conversation about the weekend. So, Amanda, I want to start. Just let people know, like, who you are, where you come from, why you're sitting here today.
Okay. My name is Amanda. I am the digital director for The Rock and also work with our coastal campus a lot. I came here from one of our local news stations a couple of months ago. I was a morning show producer there. Before that, I graduated from University of South Carolina with a degree in broadcast journalism. So, that's how I
That's
got
how you
here.
Made it. Yeah. And you love being on this side of the camera, don't you?
Not at all.
So if you don't know this, Amanda's usually the one on the other side of the camera with our friend Carter, and she's the one producing the show, telling us what we need to be doing, stuff like that. But today, I wanted her to be part of Coffee Conversations because, one, I want to talk about the message and what we talked about this weekend, but there's just some other things, I think, in this season that we're dealing with, and I think it'd be good for you to explain to the church what we're doing, how we're doing it, stuff like that. And there's probably other pastors and church leaders who are watching this, so maybe they can learn from some of our conversation, all right? Yeah. Now, let's start by, you know, I made a mistake with the Tiger King reference and all that. So I want to know, one, have you watched Tiger King? And two, if yes or no, doesn't matter, what else are you doing to spend your time through the crisis we're in?
I watched the first 3 episodes of Tiger King.
Okay.
I didn't get past that.
So it was kind of like, nah, that's enough for me?
I thought it was very interesting, but I just was freaked out by it.
I understand that.
It was just a little too strange for me.
A little too strange.
Yeah.
So, yeah, confession here, I haven't seen any of it yet. I just know it's a big kind of phenomenon going around Netflix and the world right now. So what are you doing to spend time, use your time during this crisis?
At first, at the start of it, I decided that I wanted to learn how to paint.
Okay.
Which didn't go well.
Like artistic painting or like painting a wall?
Artistic painting.
Okay, yeah.
I can paint a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I can't paint a canvas, is what I've discovered.
So you're kind of like me. You maybe would hang it up for a second and then take it down before anybody showed up.
Yeah. If you hold it out really far and squint a little, it looks good. But if you actually look at it, no.
I get it.
All right. So now I'm working on a puzzle. I've been baking some cupcakes, some cakes. Spending a lot more quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Just there's less to do. My schedule's less full. So just been enjoying some peace.
And it has been some nice weather. And you live down towards the beach. So you've been able to enjoy that a little bit. Not the beach necessarily. We know it's closed.
No, but not the beach right now. But long walks. A lot of time outside.
I get you. Mm-hmm. All right, before we dive into the sermon, let's just talk about how we're doing church right now.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I know we have people in our church who are asking questions like, how are we doing this? Like, is it live? Is it Memorex? Is it... That was funny.
What is that?
What is that? See? These Gen Xers, they don't remember. Is it live or Memorex? It's a great commercial. Google it and watch it. Anyway.
Okay.
So I know people have been asking, is it live? Is it recorded? Stuff like that. I know we have other churches that are trying to figure out the digital space, the platforms we use, stuff like that. So just explain kind of how we're doing services these over the weekends.
Yeah, so on Thursday nights, we've been doing a full service like we usually would, just with less of a crowd. It's just a very small group of staff and some family. And then we take that worship and that sermon, and that's what we play on Sundays, just with a live host moment at the front and back.
Okay, okay. And yeah. this week we tried a little live thing in the middle. Yeah. That was kind of a spur of the moment. So
that was cool.
It was cool. Yeah. I'd like to hear your feedback on it. You know, text us, comment, do something. Let us know what you think about that. So, and then like what kind of like platforms, like why are we doing what we're doing with the different platforms? And you might need to explain to people what platforms we're using.
So we have been streaming on our website through Church Online. And then also on YouTube and Facebook. So Facebook is our most recent addition. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that before a couple of weeks ago. But Facebook is a really cool platform to use because you can reach a lot of people mm-hmm. through Facebook. People can share it to their profiles. And then we get a lot of people who just happen to see it and stick around for a little bit, mm-hmm. which is cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the YouTube and the app/website, we kind of found that it seems like if people are going to that, they're sticking around for a longer time.
Yeah.
I think YouTube is probably primarily TVs, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people use the YouTube app on their smart TV mm-hmm. and watch that way. With Church Online through the app and the website, that one's really cool because the chat is different mm-hmm. in there than it is on other platforms. The chat seems a little more intentional on Church Online. We can use our own personal banners and things like that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense. And it's interesting because we've had this online campus for a couple years now, but now all of a sudden it just seems like it's all online, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you say about the team that's running online that had been doing it and how they helped prepare us to do what we've done the last 3 weeks?
They have made this, I don't want to say seamless, but pretty close to it. We were already set up to do online church, so the fact that we already had a team in place that knows what they're doing mm-hmm. has made it easy for us to continue doing church online, but also has freed us up to help out some other churches who maybe didn't have the capability before,
mm-hmm.
and we've had the time and the equipment to lend to some other churches, which has been cool.
That's been cool that we've been able to help take care of some other churches do that. Yeah, I didn't know that until it already happened, which I love. I love the fact that we have a staff and some leadership here who are able to jump out and do stuff. So, all right, so now about the sermon. So this weekend we really talked about, we kind of wrapped up the You Matter series,
mm-hmm.
talking about the individual matters, but we started with just this story of this demon-possessed guy. You know, let's just start with his story before we go into the points, because I know you, because of your online and what you're doing with our online campus and all that, you watched the sermon 4 times.
Yes.
So you probably should be good to
Wait,
go
I
here.
I watched it 5 times.
Okay, 5 times. Gold star for the week. You know, 5 star right here. Just when you think about that story, that encounter Jesus has, just like what comes to your mind, like when you try to visualize it, just the story in itself. So
yeah, I don't know. I think it's almost something that is kind of hard, I think, for us today to put ourselves in the shoes of if we're thinking very literally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And why pigs?
Why pigs?
I did have somebody comment during the service. They said, Josh, I know that you say people matter more than pigs. He said, but I too really love bacon. Sometimes I love bacon more than I love people.
Bacon is very good.
Well, speaking of bacon, it's not really the same, but an interesting fact about you is your favorite food is a?
Hot dog.
A hot dog. And I had 2 hot dogs last night from Cookout.
Wow.
I only ordered one, but they put 2 in my bag.
I've never had a Cookout hot dog.
Eh.
Okay.
It's a hot dog.
Okay.
You know.
I like a Sonic hot dog.
It's like a Sonic hot dog. Yeah. So it's not the foot long. It's not the chili version. It's just a hot dog.
Okay.
We are way off track.
Yeah.
All right. 2 points. The ill matter and the isolated matter. Those are like the 2 first points.
Yeah.
When you think about the ill people who are sick matter, when you think about the isolated matter,
mm-hmm.
How did that hit you yesterday? And what comes to your mind, whether that's from practical application or just life? Just...
Mm-hmm. I think as far as the isolated matter,
mm-hmm.
something I have heard a lot recently just in checking up with friends, checking up with some of our coastal students, has been just that people feel like they're going a little stir crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People feel a little just claustrophobic in their own space because they're not able to see as many people as they typically would. So I think yesterday was a really great reminder for people that may be struggling with that, that, you know, you might not be physically seen right now by a lot of people, but you're still seen by God.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
That's a great point. It's just that even when we feel like we're on our island by ourselves, God still sees us.
Yep.
You know, and even like with this crazy naked guy, that he was on an island by himself. It wasn't an island, it was land, but it was the seashore. But Jesus saw him, you know.
Yep.
And it would have been real easy to turn that boat around. But he's like, nope, this is who I've come for. So you said you've been checking up on people. How have you been? Because I know you have some good friends of yours. You have young adults, college students that, you disciple. How have you been able to check in on them? What have you been doing to make sure people are okay?
Yeah, I've been sending a lot of just individual texts. Nothing too crazy, just a, hey, how are you doing with everything? I've been doing a lot of Zoom calls with groups of people, which is fun because you still get to see them.
Yeah.
And then just phone calls, FaceTime. I spent a lot of time on my phone.
On your phone. Like your,
but in
your
a good
screen
way, not
time
like
is way up.
Scrolling social media.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the key. And, and I think on the text, I think it's important. Individual text. Because it's easy to get into a group text. But just to send that individual text in, I'm thinking about you and praying about praying for you, stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Because group texts are great too, but sometimes people just aren't as comfortable in a group text. Saying what's going on.
Yeah, very good. So that, just kind of wrapping it up, I gave everybody that challenge of this idea that do for one what you wish you could do for everyone. When you heard that, what, you know, and that quote comes, I don't know if it's originally from Andy Stanley, but it's who I heard it from. So whether it's his or whether he took it from somebody else and, attributed it when he said it, I don't remember. I just remember hearing it at several leadership podcasts. And it just stuck out to me when we were doing this message this weekend and felt like I got to include it. But how did that statement affect you and what do you do with it this week to live it out?
I think yesterday, when I heard that and heard it repeatedly, I started thinking about how I want to figure out ways to love healthcare workers well. You know, love people well that are really on the front lines of this. And for some reason before that moment, the fact that I have friends who are healthcare workers just didn't really occur to me. And then I was thinking about the life group that I was in college. The leader of that is a nurse. A couple of the other girls who were in it are nurses. So that was just a really cool opportunity for me to think, hey, I should reach out to them. Even though I might not have talked to them in a couple weeks, a couple of months, I should check in on them. See what I can do to help them through this.
That's good. That's good. And that's a perfect example because, like, as a church, we had big ideas that we came up with about 2 weeks ago. We ground a bunch of coffee. We're like, let's take it to the hospital to our healthcare workers, but we can't. Like, we just found out, it's like, well, it's, you know, yes, they still drink coffee, but we can't get anything into the hospital, anything like that. So it feels like, again, like your hands are tied. But when you say it, it's like, no, I know five or six healthcare workers. I can text them, I can call them, I can encourage them. I know five or six first responders, you know, personally, that's what who I know that I can reach out to and I can love. So it is that idea that when we do for one what we wish we could do for everyone, but if we're all doing that to those, you know, few people that we know, just the ripple effect will be massive.
It multiplies.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you because a lot of what we're doing right now as a staff and as a church is you have your hands on. And I know you don't do it all on your own. There's a creative team that everybody's doing a great job, but you're doing a lot of work in this season to make sure that the digital services are going out. So so for you as a church, I know many of y'all don't know Amanda because she kind of isn't in front of a camera typically.
I stay behind the scenes.
She's hiding in the back.
You might have seen me host at Coastal once. It was... I don't like to be on stage.
But everything, or a lot of what we're doing right now as a church, we're getting to do because of Amanda and the team that is around her. So, so thankful. As a church, man, I'm thankful for you. I hope you've had a great weekend. I hope you have a great week doing for one what you wish you could do for everyone. And then just remember, this weekend is Easter, all right?
Yes.
It'll be a weird Easter. I mean, I've already started thinking about what do our Easter pictures look like? You know what I mean? Like, normally we all get dressed up and have an Easter picture. Are we going to be in our PJs with our hair everywhere?
You're going to be in your PJs standing 6 feet apart from each other.
There we go. There we go. Yeah. I'll leave it there. So, it's going to be a great weekend, though, so I hope you join us at our other services, Thursday night, Friday night, Sunday morning, and then Sunday services, Sunday night at Coastal.
Yep.
We're going to do a really cool thing, so make sure that you join into the 6 o'clock on Sunday night, even if you've already checked out service at 9, 10, 30, or 12, because Sunday night will be different this week, and I think it'll be really cool. So, all right, that's it for Coffee Conversations, or today it was a Diet Coke and a...
Decaf.
Decaf.
Iced vanilla latte. With almond milk.
It's only 10 o'clock when we're shooting this and you're already on decaf?
I don't do caffeine. No soda.
One day we're going to mix coffee. It and we're going to put caffeine in and just see what happens. Actually, that sounds rude. I wouldn't do that. So never, scratch that. We don't edit this. It's what it is. But anyway. All right. We got to go. See y'all. Peace.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you'd like more information about The Rock, you can find that at rockc3.com, or you can download our app by searching Rock C3 in your app store. Have a great day!